Hi, it's Sean D'Souza from psychotactics.com. Today I'm going to talk to you about a person called Holly. Every time we have a workshop on the brain audit, I'll always bring up this person called Holly. Now, who's Holly? Holly is a person, a real person that used to work for, or actually is still working for, a radio station. It's one of Auckland's biggest radio stations, and she works there. And I tell people about Holly, and here's what I tell them. So Holly is this person who wants to go to yoga class. Now, what kind of yoga class does she want to go to? She wants to go to a yoga class where she doesn't do any yoga, or she does very little yoga. Most of the time, she just wants to sit down, maybe sleep a lot in the yoga class. She doesn't want to do any strenuous exercises. She would prefer if the yoga teacher came to her, and of course, she's willing to pay for the yoga teacher, so she's willing to pay a premium to that yoga teacher. And you're thinking, who on earth is ever going to go to a yoga class like that? And that's what I started thinking. I started thinking, who's going to go to a yoga class like that? And you'll be surprised how many people are interested in it. And here's why. You see, Holly is not an audience. She is a profile. She is an individual. And what happened was, these people who were in the workshop, they didn't have a profile. They didn't know anyone who went to yoga classes. And while the other groups were all working on creating yoga based on what they knew, this group decided to call Holly. And Holly only wanted to do yoga for a simple reason. She wanted to do it as a form of penance. So she parties all week, and she wanted to do this as a form of penance. And the reason for that is just so that she could speak to her girlfriends about it. So her girlfriends say, you know, they went for Pilates and they did this and they did that. And Holly can now say honestly that she went for yoga. So it's interesting. But what's more interesting is that people go, no one would ever go to a class like that. And yet, every time in a workshop, I say, how many people would like a class just like Holly's? And at least two or three hands go up. And that is the magic of target profiling. So all you have to do is you have to find the Hollies of the world that will join their class. And of course, they're paying for a premium. They don't require you to be like every other yoga class. Now, this appeals to pretty much any product or service. When you start to look at a product like the iPhone, or you start to look at a product like, you know, a bag that you're buying, it doesn't always appeal to everyone. It appeals to one kind of person, and then you get hundreds, thousands of people who are buying into that. Not millions, just thousands. What we do is we create all our products based on one person. So when I'm creating a product, I think of one person, I call up that one person, that person looks at the website, that person looks at the sales page, that person becomes my boss, as it were. That person becomes my Holly. You have to find your Holly. When you're creating a product or a service, find a profile, find someone like Holly, let her tell you how to build your website. And you know, once you believe in that target profile, you'll get the words, you'll get the language, you'll get the tone, you'll get the color, you'll get the drama out of everything. And that's when you're starting to build the brain audit as it should be. That's when things will really start to work for you. So in summary, find your Holly. Find that Holly that's willing to speak to you, and then build your business. That's me, Sean D'Souza, saying bye for now.